speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. How are you going to know? So many perverse things being said today. And perverse things, the ministry has become perverse. People are like, I love them. And then I hear we talk about some of these guys, and we're going to continue to talk about it because they have set up a platform. They have a platform, and they are contaminating this world with a false doctrine. And when I hear, I tell you, I've said it before, I hear preachers say, well, a new word for forgive you is F you. And well, I love them. I even hate the great guy. When the preacher stands up and say, well, David and Jonathan were homosexuals. And the church don't know the impact of a statement like that because Jesus came out of the loins, out of the line of David. So if David was homosexual, what does that make Jesus? What impact does that have on that? Well, we don't want to hear it. I'm only here. I like them. Ruth and Naomi and lesbian love. That's another gospel. That's another gospel. But we don't like to hear it because we like it. And Jesus just said all that. We like it. We like all that. We like it. He's a next Billy Graham. Well, Billy Graham didn't have it all right. If you study him, listen, look at Philippians 3 and 1. Watch this. Here's Paul again. Finally, my brother. To me, indeed, is not grievous, although the same thing, preach the same message. It was a reoccurring, message. Now watch this. He says, beware of the false. Stop. you say amen and preach my five words today?
Not me.
I said, you show me how you can be the husband of one wife. Anybody have a case? But I say that because this is the Word of God, and we have to be true to the Word of God. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. My sister, she called us on a preacher. She said she's a preacher, and she can outpreach me. But doesn't make it right. I don't care what to say. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Watch this. This last one. Beware of the decision. What does that mean? Circumcision. Like Paul said, he said, you can join the church since you got circumcised. Really? I'm going to circumcise a 50-year-old man. Look at Jesus' own words in Matthew 7:15. I know. Y'all hang in there with me. Watch this. Shouldn't judge. How you gonna determine this? Look what he says in verse 13 through 15. He says this. Enter ye into the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way of thee that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few be that find. And so there's a decision you have to make. There's a judgment you have to make. And that's a great judgment. You got to make a determination whether you're going to go through the wide gate or the narrow gate. And when you know you're on the wide gate, because your relationship with God costs you nothing. You are doing the same things you did prior to being saved.
Amen.
You have the same friends. You go to the same places. You dance to the same tune. Nothing has changed in your life since you came to Christ. You're on a wide road.
Amen.
See, when you're on the narrow road, things change. And I give the illustration when you're in down south. And you're on the 8-lane highway. You got 4 lanes on this side. You're coming up 71 south or north. And you know what? You got 4 lanes. You don't want on it. And you know what? You can change the CD. You can look in your purse. You can text a little bit. You can hand the kids in the back seat French fries. And everybody's having a good time. Till you get to Kentucky. Now you're on a narrow road. Guess what happens when you get on the narrow road? You drive and change. Most of the women, like my wife, here say, well, I drove far enough. It's time for you to drive. Yes, you don't have a problem driving on a 4-lane highway. But when you get in Kentucky where you got a ditch on one side and somebody's coming up the other side, your hands are on the wheel, and you're telling the kids to shut up and be quiet. That's how that goes. Because you're on a narrow road and things change. But if you're on a wide road, and you're still on a wide road, you're on the wrong road. See, you can't travel two roads and go in an opposite direction at the same time. And all of us try to do that. Look what he says in verse 15, if you don't think it's a judgment. He said, beware of false prophets. That's a theme throughout the Bible. So don't get on us too much, because if you preach the Bible, you're going to hear about false teachers. Because false teachers ain't going to preach the Bible, but they don't want to preach about themselves.
Yeah.
They don't want to expose themselves. So if you go to a church that don't say anything about false teaching, you'll be part of the false teaching ministry.
Amen.
But Jesus, beware of false prophets, why? Which come to you in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They come to you in sheep's clothing. They dress, they look the part.
Amen.
They don't have no Bible to say false Bible. They got the same King James Bible. And they shine and they look good. They got the, you know, they got the white strips on their teeth. But inwardly, they are ravening wolves, hungry, starving. That's what Jesus says. Beware of them. How are you going to beware of them if you don't know nothing about God's word? How are you going to beware of them? You don't have no defense system. You don't have a defense system set up to help you with these guys. One more verse and I'm going to close. Look at 2 Corinthians. I've preached this so many times, but it just keeps coming up. Because Jesus is saying we ought to judge. We have to. Why, Pastor? Because it's so dangerous if you don't. It's so dangerous if you don't. 2 Corinthians 11:13. Why are you looking there? Let me share this, people of God. Paul's talking in Ephesians 4. He says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrines, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Warning throughout the whole Bible. Why? Because God knew, Paul knew, Peter knew, James knew, John knew, they all knew, they all taught again false teaching. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 11. And you share this with people, people have no clue. Some people have never, ever read this before. They've never, ever read it before. Look at 2 Corinthians 11. Look at verse 13. Here we go. Here's why we even have to make judgments. Because Paul said this, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, Paul said, follow me, it's not all Christ. If you're following a false teaching, if you got a loved one who's following a false ministry, where are they going to end up at? Paul said, follow me, not follow Christ. He's hit upward bound. But if you're following a false teacher, the Word of God said, whose end shall be according to their false teaching or their work, where do you think you're going to end up at? Too bad. Folks don't realize it's too late. I know I told you I only have one more, but I have to share this because I want everybody to know that all the apostles talk the same. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. Here's Peter. When Jesus said, I'm upon this rock, I will build my church. Here's Peter who recovered from a great fall. Here's Peter. In the day of persecution, Nero's in charge here. Christians are being persecuted. And here's Peter teaching his people in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. For, but there were false prophets also among the people. Now, it sounds like he wrote this yesterday.
Amen.
This seems like it came out of Christianity Today, 2014.
Amen.
Or Charismatic. The Charismatic magazine. Charismatic. They got a magazine called Charismatic. You can order the CDs on how to speak in tongues and whoop. Even as there shall be false teachers among you. What are they going to do, Peter? Who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them. Things are all good. Okay, watch it. And bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Know that word means? Evil. Evil. Evil ways. Where are we at, church?
Yeah.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. What's the way of truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father but me. These folks teaching, there's many roads to heaven. Oh, there's a whole lot of ways to get to heaven. There's a whole lot of different ways to get to heaven. Some teach you can be God yourself. Watch this. Look at verse 3. And through covetousness, they with fake words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation summons not.
Okay, you go to one of these conferences, and you'll come back with all kind of book covers, book bags, and coffee cups. I go to a Browns game. Okay? You go to one of these seminars, you go to one of these Joyce Meyer seminars. Before she even had a seminar, I don't know some of y'all like Joyce Meyer, you know, but I'm saying, you go to the seminar, before you go, they got spread out. And you can buy Joyce Meyer bags and books and bookcases and luggage and Joyce Meyer coffee cups. Everything. And they're making merchandise out of the people. And the people of God have no fight in them. Listen, as I close, I don't look at Hebrews. Don't turn to me. I'm just going to read it. Hebrews 5 and 14. Write it down. This is more studying. He said this, the writer of Hebrews. He said, "But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised." Have their senses exercised. To do what? To discern both good and evil. So you labor at teaching the word. Why? Because you want to exercise your people. I don't expect Bobby and Keelan and Ray to go out as they get older, Kaylin, to make bad decisions, because when you come to church, you ought to have your senses exercised. You ought to know right and wrong. You ought to know good and evil. You ought to hear from God's house. You ought to hear. It ought to be taught. We ought to bring your loved ones and your friends to church so they can hear the word of God and not come for religious entertainment.
Amen.
Jude, my last one. Jude, here's Jude. We've talked Peter. We've seen John. We see Jude here, the brother of Jesus. What did he preach? Same thing. Watch this. Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. He says the same thing. This is Jesus' brother. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should what? Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Why? For fighting for the truth and the clarity of God's word. Why? For certain, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. What kind of men were they? Ungodly men. Turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Necessity of judgment is important. It's essential. It's unavoidable. And those are just some of the definitions for necessity. It's, you have no choice. It's a life or death thing. You have to judge. You have to judge righteously. And you have to judge with mercy. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the lesson on judging, Father God. We don't want to be judgmental like the Sadducees and the Pharisees who judge out of a position of self-righteousness, but we want to judge. We have to. It's a must. Father, on tomorrow, Father God, we step out into this evil world, step back into our workplaces, Father God, we'll have decisions to make by the hour, judgments we make on a daily basis. Give us the power that you gave Solomon. Then try us and test us and look at our lives like you did, David. Clean us up where we need to be cleaned up and strengthen us where we need strength. And Father, give us the power to walk out into a dark, simple world and shine like lights. Father, use us. Use us to make a difference in this world. Let us be the one that talk to a young man or a young lady thinking about doing something. Let us run into someone, Father God, who may be contemplating suicide. And let us speak to them with love and compassion and be able to show them the grace of God and the mercy of God and the value of life. Let us Let's talk to someone struggling with cancer or some other disease and tell them that Jesus is the answer. Let us not forget that we will be judged. Lord God said to the judgment not only begins in the house of the Lord, but God said that all shall be judged. We all understand before God to be judged based on what we did as believers. Let us be ready for that day. We pray that it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Doors of the church are open. Amen. Majesty, dominion, and power, both now